To those who have, a message from the people of Sindh. Share your food in our hour of need, or we will take it from you.
The rich fill their stomachs and give us the runaround. They make the children chase food until they're out of breath. They've looted trucks before, not by choice, but necessity.
The newly homeless live on roadsides with a view of their submerged houses, swarming passing cars for help. They say they are treated like dogs.
We're going to set ourselves on fire here. If we don't eat, then for sure we will burn ourselves.
The people who come to us for votes during the election are ignoring us now.
Flood survivors sheltering in a vacant building without services and threatened with eviction say Pakistan's leaders are only interested in photo opportunities.
Come to my house, I'll show you how bad it is. The water's this high. The walls have fallen down. Where should we go? We came here and there's nothing. These are all Pakistan People's Party voters. The PPP wins in Sindh. Where are they now?
A member of Sindh's assembly promised things would change.
Pakistan is a third world country with a new government whose previous government destroyed the economy. How can a provincial government, a smaller body, be expected to do? We're trying to go everywhere and get to everyone.
But these people are not convinced.
No one here will sleep hungry tonight.
Pledging to turn on the electricity and send more help.
A van has arrived with much needed medicine, and there is a fire engine filled with water that people are using to fill up all the water in cans and vessels that they can to carry into the flats that they're living in. They're also waiting for cooked food to be sent to those flats where the people are, and everyone here hopes that there is enough to go around. They also hope that this is the beginning of promises being kept.
But night came, buildings remain dark, and there isn't enough food for everyone. People blame their leaders, leaders blame their circumstances, but all agree. International donors need to come here to witness what is happening. Pakistan, they say, cannot weather this storm alone. Zain Basravi, Al Jazeera, Sakhar, Sindh, Pakistan.